Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to another exciting discussion and time that we are about to bring forth to you on the Breakthrough broadcast. When we began to talk about the Word, when we began to study the Word of God, there is great revelation. There is great illumination. There is great light. We are free from darkness. And here on the Breakthrough Broadcast on the day, we're here to let the word of God to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We are so glad that you decided to come today to sit in the presence of the Most High God as God began to use the teachers today, preachers of the word, to be able to give you sound word of God. Our message to you, our message from God today will be remain faithful. And we want you to get ready, call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. We want you to just to be able to move from one level to the next level in Christ. It's time for us to go forward. It's time for us to gain and maintain all that we can in Christ Jesus. We would like to go before the throne of grace, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to tell you who's going to be teaching today and what we're going to be talking about. But just what we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, good God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have. We thank you for the great that you do to your word. Dear God, we thank you, dear Lord Jesus, that your word and a light unto our pathway. We Breakthrough Broadcast. We thank you, God, because, God, they just didn't tune in. God, they want to hear a word from the Lord. God, they want to go higher. God, they don't want to remain the same. But, God, they came that they can hear from you through your word. And therefore, God, we ask you, God, to let the word of God be in them richly, and God, give them more and more. Let them soar in the spirit realm, God, that they too will have that higher height and that deeper depth in thee. And this we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we have with us today Dr. June Normill, who is also going to be teaching as well. We both going to go through the scripture that God has given us on today, that you will be able to be blessed. You know, if you need more from God, you ought to call somebody and tell them that that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. If you know that you need a breakthrough, well, I'm quite sure somebody else, they need a breakthrough as well. We all need breakthroughs every day of our lives so that we can go. We don't want to just to be in the same state, but we want that higher height and that deeper depth in him. So let's go to our study and the discussion for today here on the Breakthrough Broadcast. Our topic today is remain faithful. And our study text is coming from Timothy, the first chapter, first through the third verse. So if you want to hear where we're coming from on today, the study text is coming from 2 Timothy, first chapter, first through that second through the 13th verse. And the central truth is the gospel is worthy of our lifelong allegiance. I think that is awesome itself, and it does remain and worthy of remain of being repeated. The gospel is worthy of our lifelong allegiance. We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and we wholeheartedly, as citizens of the United States of America, and being American, we pledge allegiance to what it stands for as a nation. We are to pledge allegiance for the rest of our lives to the Almighty God. And there are some people, yes, that will take down. There are some people that will not give their all in all to a country that support them, a country that stands behind them. But we know what today, we got someone and know someone in our lives that sometimes things don't happen and things are not the way that they should be. But yet we have a God that is in support to us, that will never leave us, that will never fail us. And we must remain faithful unto him. Well, our key verse today is 2 Timothy, the first chapter and the 13th verse. And it reads, "Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Jesus Christ." That came from the King James Version. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give you that also same scripture verse from the NIV Version. "What you have heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus." We have two different topics, subtopics, that we're going to be discussing. We'll get ready to bring Dr. June Normia on. Dr. June Normia is a ordained minister of the gospel. By the way, she is a Christian counselor, and she's a woman of God that loves God, loves to teach the word of God as well, preach, and God is using her to do great and mighty things. Dr. Norman is going to come to us this afternoon, and she's going to talk about be unashamed of the gospel. Well, I mean, just being able to let you know what that topic is, it does something on the inside of me, and I know that it's going to do something for you because you're going to get some word that God has given that it wasn't just pulled out. It's the word of God. It's that sound doctrine. It's that word of God that's going to make you not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let's get ready. Let's get ready to bring Dr. June Normia to our panel to discuss with you the topic, be unashamed of the gospel. June Normia.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Good evening, Radio Lands. I give God all the honor for allowing me to come before you today. My topic is be unashamed of the gospel. And to be unashamed is to be not scared, not to be fearful, not to be hiding behind anything, but to be proud and stand forth for the word of God. Going from 2 Timothy 1, 5 through 12, and it reads, "When I call to remembrance the feigned faith that is in thee, which dwell first in my grandmother Lois, in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gift from God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these all things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. Praise God for the reading. I came from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 through 12. And the Apostle Paul was writing a letter to Timothy, his spiritual son. And while he was in prison, he thought about Timothy. He thought about it. He prayed for Timothy. He thought about the time he was there. And during his time in there, he felt like he was on his way to death while he was in prison. And he thought about all the things that he was going through, and he thought about Timothy, what he may be going through at that time. And he wrote a letter to Timothy to encourage him to be strong and to be not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to be bold in what God has called him to do. Timothy, being a young preacher, he was raised in a house with his grandmother and also his mother, who was Christian. So Paul, he took up the role of being Timothy's spiritual father when he was out of prisoner. So as he seen himself the way direction he was going, probably toward to death, he wanted Timothy to be strong and mighty in the power of God. And also he wanted him to just encourage himself, because he knew that Timothy would also be going against a lot of persecution and hardship that he had gone through. And he just wanted him courage. He wanted Timothy to be steadfast in what he was going to have to face about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that same thing with us as being believers. We sometimes will be persecuted. We will be lied on. We will be talked about. But we have to just encourage ourselves and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So what Paul did, he reminded Timothy not only of his faith, but he also reminded Timothy of his gifts, of what God had appointed him to use and what to do to proclaim the gospel and to expound the word of God. So he told Timothy, he said, he encouraged him to stir up the gifts that's within you, Timothy. And that's from 2 Timothy 1. It says he told him to stir up his gift, because sometimes we have to do that same thing. The gifts and callings that God had given us, we can't depend on other people to stir it up for us. We have to do that ourselves, because sometimes people is just waiting for you to fall. And the devil always has somebody standing in the cut trying to cause us to hold back, to be ashamed, not to proclaim the word of God. But Paul had encouraged Timothy to stir up the gift that was in you, and that gift would be translated as being the fire what's inside of him. The gifts would be the fire. And it's just like if you were to have a fireplace, or you might have some coals or some wood on fire, it'll fire took place in it. But when it's going out, it's becoming dim. When they become like ashes, the fire seems to go down. But unless you put some fuel to it, then it will unite again, and the flames will come up, then it'd be hotter. So that's what Paul was telling Timothy to do. You stir up that gift. You put some fire to what them gifts God has given to you. So we have to use our gifts, what God has given us, because if we don't use them, they'll become dormant, and it'll be non-effect. So we have to stir up our own gifts. And that was Paul was telling Timothy to do. He encouraged him to stir up his gifts. And Paul wanted Timothy to keep the Holy Spirit anointing on his ministry. And the gift, what he was using to proclaim, and it seems as though Timothy might have been kind of timid. And if so, he knew he would be going against a lot of persecution and things, hardship, but he wanted Timothy to be strong. So as he was able to do that, because he knew that even in Ephesus, they were going against a kind of opposition. So Timothy had just encouraged himself, and I'm sure his grandmother and mother encouraged him. But it's something inside of us, what God has given us, we have to cultivate. We have to bring things into fruition and birth things out what God has given us. So Paul wanted him to remember, as the Lord had called him, if God called you, like he called Timothy, called Paul, and he called myself, God is able to give us the power that we need to endure what he called us to do. Sometimes we can't think, we may feel like we can't do it, but with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do it. Because in Acts 1:8, it said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and ye shall be a witness unto me, both here in Jerusalem and to Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. In other words, God has given us the Holy Ghost, and it will give us the power to be a witness. We don't have to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to be afraid. And even if we do, and when we will be persecuted, because the Bible says those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But even in times of going through persecution, with the Holy Ghost in us, it gives us the power to endure. It gives the power to stand, doing all to stand. But She didn't want Timothy to be fearful. For the Spirit of God, it gives power to minister. The Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the power of God, it gives us, it imparts a love for God, and it causes a love for others. And it provides a sound mind. That means it gives us the mind to have made godly wisdom decision to live according to the Word of God. And, you know, people who are weakened by fearfulness will also find themselves embarrassed and shamed, even might find support of apologizing. But God did not call us to be ashamed of the gospel. He did not call us to have to apologize for the Word of God. But that's what happened when fear get inside of a person. And then so, like Paul was telling Timothy, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Fear comes from Satan. And Paul wanted Timothy just to be encouraged with that. And the same thing for us. I want us to be encouraged to know that fear is a sin. Fear is under beneath our feet. Well, we have the Holy Ghost to say what we need to say, to go where we need to go, and to do what we need to do. Paul instructed Timothy to be willing to endure suffering for the sake of the gospel through the power of God. Because sometimes we will feel like we don't want to, and suffering is not a good feeling. But we should find ourselves worthy to suffer, because we look at what Christ did. He suffered for us. He suffered for us, so we should be willing to suffer for the gospel's sake, to take that persecution when we go through it. And that's what Paul was encouraged Timothy to do. And it's like, because the Holy Ghost will give us that power to go through the suffering and the persecution. Because one thing, we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel, because the gospel is exclusive. It is solely independent. It is not dependent on other doctrine. It is not shared. It is not divided. And it is the only message that brings true salvation to us. That's what the gospel will do. And we shouldn't be ashamed, because the gospel is not only inclusive, but it's exclusive, because it is based on truth of God's words. It takes everything to account. Everything is nothing left out. We shouldn't be ashamed of God's word. The word itself stands for itself. It needs no apologetic. It needs no excuses. It is totally truth for word of God. And in that, whoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. That's another reason we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the name of Jesus Christ, the word of Jesus Christ, it brings salvation. It brings salvation. And it's, the gospel is not only good news, it is the best news. It is the best news. The gospel is the truth that assures us of all genuine life transformation. It's sent up to transform our lives no more than the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why we can't afford to be entangled with sin. We can't afford to be walking fearful, because the gospel will cause us to live. It will cause people to live. But the only way people will hear the gospel is that we have to proclaim it. We have to give it out. And that's sort of what Paul was telling Timothy. He had the gift, just like you have the gift that God has given you. I have the gift that God has given me. We have to stir up those gifts. We have to bring them forth. What kind of gifts God has given us that we just let it sit there? They need to be rekindled. It's a gift. Maybe we need to pray. Maybe we have to stop praying. We don't pray as much. Maybe we don't fast like we used to fast. It's time to fast like we used to. Maybe we don't read the Bible, the Word of God, like we used to, but it's time to read the Word of God like we need to. Maybe you might have the gift of the teaching, and you're not teaching like you used to, like you should. You may be called to preach. Maybe you're not preaching the Word of God and proclaiming the gospel like you should. But you have to get back to the stirrup, the gift, and unite the gift that God has called us to do. And the evangelism is the best way God has used each and every one of us, each one of us believers, to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. The evangelist is going to and fro, like in Matthew 1:8, in Judea. You may not be in Judea or Jerusalem, but wherever you are, wherever God allows your foot to trod upon, that's where your gospel is. That's where you be a witness. But you have to know that we're not going them by ourselves. You're not going by yourself. We're going in the power of Jesus Christ. You know, for Paul, he preached and teach and thought that it was not suffering for the gospel's sake. It was not something to be ashamed about. He knew that it was worth the cause to suffer for the Christ's sake. Okay, he thought about, why shouldn't Timothy think that he shouldn't suffer for the Christ's sake, word spreading the gospel? Why should we think we shouldn't suffer for the word of God? Nobody needs to be afraid or ashamed of suffering for the cause of Christ, because you think about something, anything worth standing for is good enough worth getting persecuted for or going through the trial. Good men, they often suffer for many things, but the best cause in the world, and the gospel is the best thing, the cause in the world. So Christians should never feel ashamed of being, you know, believers in Christ. And a lot of times Paul told Timothy, don't be ashamed of your grandmother. Don't be ashamed of your mother. He said, don't be ashamed of me. I'm in prison. And a lot of times being a believer, you will be lied on. And you will be, and people will say things about you. And people, everybody is not going to like you. Because for one thing, the enemy, the devil don't want the gospel spread. But you should never feel ashamed and bite down for preaching the word of God. And you won't have to do that. And you will not do that if you walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. So we know that God has called us to be not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because in it, that's where life abide and start for everyone. So we have to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And so at times, there's no time to be intimidated. You know, there's time to be intimidated by people, about situations, you know, because even God in love, it enables us to use his power, the Holy Ghost power, in a way that seeks, you know, what's best for others. Because even when we've been persecuted, even when we've been lied on, even through the challenges we go through, it's not for us even to want to bite down of preaching the gospel and teaching the gospel and talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And not only that, it's not for us to, in a time for either person who we are being persecuted by to talk down about them. Because the Holy Ghost, what it does, it gives us that genuine love to know that that lost soul, that person needs to be delivered. That person needs to be saved. That person needs to be set free. And we know that when a person is used by individual and being used by the devil, that let us know that that person needs to be able to hear the gospel and be willing to receive it. But us being graced with God and with the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, it would give us that way to present the gospel to any sinner, and they would be able to receive it, because no man comes to the Father unless they're drawn by God. And God, one water, one plant, but God gives the increase. And I pray and I thank God for being able to share with you today the topic of be unashamed of the gospel. And that's one thing we should put in our hearts and minds. It's a lot of things that we do and people do that they're not ashamed of, that we should be ashamed of. But we should know when you're walking in the anointing and the power of God and have a close relationship with God, to read his word, to pray and fast, and have a genuine relationship with God, we will know that God will give us that power, the Holy Spirit that was dwelled in us. Because we have to know that the Spirit, Holy Spirit will come where he's invited, but he will only stay where he feels welcome. So we have to have our inside ourselves to be the welcome Holy Spirit in, and to like the guide, lead, and teach us to all truth and all righteousness in Jesus' name. We're going back to you, Dr. McCoy.
We would like to thank Dr. June Normill for her discussion on be unashamed of the gospel. And you have to think within your heart, you know, whether or not, you have to ask your own self, you know, that's a good question to ask today. Am I unashamed of the gospel, or am I ashamed of the gospel? And the question arises in me is that if we wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, why aren't there more believers? Why aren't there more people that are taking Christ to the streets, that are taking Christ to different areas of our city and of our state and our nation? We have to examine ourselves. You know, it's not right so much that we bring judgment on somebody else, but we have to really examine our own self and see where we are in the faith and see whether or not we are ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God within us. The gospel of Jesus Christ brings light to the darkness that are in dark, people that are in dark places. And we don't want anyone to stay in the dark, but we want them to come to the light. Dr. Norman did a beautiful job letting you know about be unashamed of the gospel. She encouraged your heart. She took you to where, to that next level, so that you would know that you don't have to be ashamed of the gospel. The enemy will come to try to discourage you, try to put you down. Things that happen in life, but you don't have to let any of those things keep you from being a witness for the kingdom, being a preacher of the gospel, being a teacher of the gospel, just being an ambassador, and all of these other things, because they are so vital and they are so important. So let's look a little bit further. We are just so blessed to be able to talk about remain faithful. And that's what God wants his people to do today, is to remain faithful. How are we going to see his face if we don't remain faithful, if we don't continue in the word of God? So we thank God for this broadcast today, what God is doing, the word of God that God has given to us on today. If you have a question, if you would like to just call in to this broadcast, we would just like to invite you to just to call in. If you have a question or comment that you want to call in, just call 805-243-1363. And that number again is 805-243-1363. Well, let's go to our next subtopic, which is be loyal to the faith. And I will be speaking from 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, 13 through the 18th verse. And it reads, hold fast the form of sound words, which you have heard of me in faith and in love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwells in us. This you know, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermeneus. The Lord give mercy to the house of Onesimus, for he out refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered to me at Ephesus, you know very well. Well, the word tell us, when we begin to look at the word tell us to hold fast, to hold fast the form of sound word. And it's so important. It's so it's such a thing of importance that we need to hold fast to the word of God. The word of God is that sound doctrine. Why, Dr. McCoy, do we need to hold on to the sound word? Why is it that we need to hold on to sound doctrine? We need to hold on to sound doctrine that we will be free from error, that we don't have to err, that we don't have to walk in unrighteousness, that we can continue in the things of God. Don't we know and don't we remember that the word of God is our roadmap? And if we stay in the word of God, if we know God through his word, and that's the only way that really that we can know him, because the word of God said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So therefore, we need sound doctrine. Where are we going to find sound doctrine? We're going to find sound doctrine through the word of God. That word is sound. We can stand on the word of God when we have the Bible, when we have the word of God before us, when we can read the word of God. But the word of God says to study, to show that self-approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. There are many today that are bound. They're bound by tradition. They're bound by lust. They're bound in private. They're bound in not being a sound mind. But yet, if we can hold on to the truth, you can't hold on to something that you don't have. That's why it's important that we have the Word of God. It's so important that we embrace the Word of God. If we embrace it and we have it, then we can hold onto it. The only way we can hold onto it is to study the Word of God, to read it, to believe it, because it's sound doctrine. We don't want to depart from the Word of God, but we got to hold onto the Word of God, because if we don't hold onto the Word of God, we'll begin to believe things that are not of God. We'll believe teaching that is not of God. So therefore, if we can hold to sound doctrine, that which has been proven, that which God has given us, then we will for sure will be able to walk in faith and walk in love in Christ Jesus. Well, when we talk about a sound word of our, it let us know we should be sound in our speech. Second Timothy, if you read Second Timothy, first 1:13, and we should be sound. These things will manifest in our speech. It will manifest in our righteous living. If you choose to read 1 Timothy 1:10, it will manifest in our heart's prayer, which is Psalm 119:80. So therefore, we need to hold fast to sound doctrine. Don't let sound doctrine depart from your eyes. You know, sometimes the enemy, the Bible said, listen, the Bible said the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's what the word said. Letting us know that the enemy, he will try to take away, he'll try to destroy that which God has given you. No, if he told Adam and Eve and he tried to deceive the first man and the first woman that God created, and don't you know that he's going to try to deceive you as well? One thing to do and not to do, and yet the serpent, that evil serpent came and swayed Eve and Adam to do the wrong thing. To hold on to what God has said. Because it's so important for when we read the Word of God and we know it's God's Word, then we got to say, no, I'm going to hold on to the Word of God. I'm going to live. I'm going to live according to God's Word so that I will not err from this Word. And if I err, I believe that God will forgive me for my sin. I believe that God will cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. But the Word of God wants us to be loyal. If we loyal to God, and that's what we're talking about, to be loyal to the faith. You know, no one wants anybody on their team who is not loyal to them. You know, they can't really trust them if they're not loyal. So God wants us to be loyal. Be loyal to the faith in Christ Jesus. Timothy was charged to hold on to his God, and that's what we got to do. We got to hold on, and we got the God, the gospel message of salvation in Christ Jesus. And the way we got the God is to by staying connected to it, and to believe it, and to live it, and to profess it, and to let Christ be the first in our life. Let Christ be first in our life. Listen, Timothy, he could rely on the Holy Spirit to help him. And if Timothy could rely on the Holy Spirit to help him, don't you know that you can rely on the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you into all truth, to help you to stay saved, to help you to build you up and to strengthen you? You know, in the time of spiritual immoral, there are times when people go through certain things in their life, and you need the Holy Spirit in order to help you. I believe that we need to fully and confidently embrace the truth about Jesus Christ's presence and present Christ to others. We need to present the gospel, and we can proclaim it through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can enable us to live this life for him. He can enable us to present Christ's word in a way that can silence its opponent. I mean, that's true. Just think about it. Because what God's word says, it's going to endure forever. Because the word of God says, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of the word is going to fail. So when we began to reason this thing out according to the word and really think about it, and it's not so much that we got to reason about it because the word of God is already here. All we got to do is be loyal to what God's word says. It's just a part of being a Christian, believing God, standing on God's word. You know, in Paul went through some dark hour. I mean, you've been through that, right? You've been through some dark hours in your life. But even as Paul, he found out who his true friends were. You know, there are sometimes when you're going to find out who your true friend is. Sometimes you go through some things and you really find out who is your friend and who is walking with you. Because sometimes you'll lose some people on the way, and some people are not faithful, and somebody are not those true friends. And Paul found this out in his walk. We see in the Word of God, a true friend, instead of from the apostasy base, and diligently search for Paul. Our lives that sometimes they may not be them. We cannot make people do what they don't want to do. All we can do is to tell them the truth. For you may be going through difficult times in your life, but that should not keep you from being loyal to God. You may not have people that are loyal to you, but God. And you have to pray for those people. You've got to love those people. And I'm quite sure where he had to remain faithful to God. And that's what God and that's what God wants us to do. We go through life. Some people may pull away from Christ. You need to stay connected, stay loyal to Christ. And as Dr. Norman was talking about, being unashamed of the gospel, and I just believe if we are doing all of that, we are not going to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know what? We need to stand with those who suffer for the sake of Christ. Do you agree with me that we need to stand with those who suffer for the sake of Christ? And that's what sometimes people do go through, and they are going through because they are suffering. They're going through for the sake of Christ, not because they've done things in their lives but because of the sake of Jesus Christ. Obviously, prayer is one way that we can do this. We can. The Bible says man should always pray and not to faint. I mean, this is something that we all can do. We all can pray. We can pray as many times a day that we feel that we want to pray, because it's no time limit. It's not, God is telling us we can got to come at a certain time. We can come any time to him. And I just thank God today that we can stay loyal to him. Being loyal to Christ is so important. Being loyal to Christ, it let Christ know that you love him, being loyal to him. And I realize that some that are listening to us on the day, that you may have a lot of lawyer friends and friends that are there with you and friends that that you can call on at midnight or early in the morning. And you think that they actually think that they are lawyer and they are lawyer to you. Well, if they are lawyer in that way to you, don't you know Christ is more lawyer unto you as more than anyone else, and will be there for you. And we have to continue. We are loyal to Christ. Then I just believe that we will continue in the things of God, and that we not when we are loyal to Christ, we are loyal to the faith. We are loyal to the Word of God. You know, we can't have faith if we don't believe God. You know, we don't understand what the Word of God is saying if we don't understand the doctrine, the sound doctrine of the Word of God. But you know what? I hope that you have enjoyed our brief discussions today on Remain Faithful. I hope you have been certainly encouraged about what Dr. Normia brought to the forefront and what she shared and how the table was spread before you today, so that you can eat the whole roll of Remain Faithful. And I would like to tell you, you know, even after the broadcast and sometime this week, maybe you before you go to bed tonight, why don't you just open up your Bible in the New Testament, and why don't you read 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Why don't you go through the whole entire book of 2 Timothy. And, you know, sometimes that's not enough for me. Sometimes it's good, so good that you can go back, even start at the first chapter, 1 Timothy, and then go to 2 Timothy, and then just read it. And then just, you know, you've got something in your mouth that you're chewing, and that thing is good, and you don't want to really kind of swallow it, especially if it's almost, you're almost finished with it. But I think that you ought to cause it to just savor, to be able to just to meditate on the Word of God, because it did tell us to meditate day and night on His Word. So we just want to invite you to do that today. If you don't want to go to the 1 Timothy first and then go through the reading that we read today and discussed today, find some time during this week to read Timothy and 2 Timothy. They're not long books, but I just believe that you're truly going to be blessed. We'd like to take this time to pray. We're going to go before the throne of grace, and I'm going to ask Dr. Normia to pray for those that are not saved, do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you may have been a backslider, and you want to find your way back. You want to come back to Christ. You're tired out where you've been and out of the world, and you want to come back like a prodigal son. Well, God want to welcome you back. But we're going to pray for you today. We've got a normal to pray for you. And we're going to be praying for those that want to be saved, never been saved, and want to invite Jesus Christ into your life. It's so important that you give Christ your life. So we're going to have her to come, and then I'm going to pray for those that are sick and those that have infirmities in their bodies. We're going to pray and cover you under the blood of Jesus on today, and we'll come back. Okay, we're going to go to Dr. June Normia, and she is going to pray for you, for your salvation. Dr. Normia.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for allowing us, God, to hear your adulterated word, the gospel of Jesus Christ today, God. And God, we know in your word, God, by allowing us, God, to teach, God, and to preach, God, to your people, God, those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit has said today, God, know they had a need of salvation, God. They had the opportunity, God, because we were not ashamed, God, to talk about the word of God, Lord. And God, we know that you said, who else to call upon your name, God, they shall be saved, God. And those who are not called upon Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, just ask God to forgive you all your sins, and he'll forgive you. And just knowing that he had died he was on the cross, and Jesus and God rose up from the grave, and he is now sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. And by you just asking Jesus Christ to save you, you are already a saved, born-again believer. And all the angels of heaven is rejoicing because of that. And we thank you, God, because of the gospel not being ashamed, God, to be talked about today. Somebody has gave their life to you, God. And God, those who have once, God, they still saved, God, but they have backslid and turned away from you, God. We thank you, God, that they have heard the adulterated word of God that calls them, God, to be loyal to the faith, God. They know they have backslid, God, but they've seen themselves, because of the gospel, not being ashamed, they call themselves back to you, God, ask you, God, to receive them, God. Because, God, your word declares, God, that you are married to the backslider, God. And we thank you, God, for restoring them, God. We thank you, God, for restoration, God, even to the backslider, God. We thank you, God, for the new born again believer, God. We thank you, God, that we have heard the word and the gospel of Jesus Christ, God. And God, those all of us that have an ear to hear, God, that's walking in Christianity as a believer, God, we thank you, God. We really spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, God. We are not ashamed of the gospel, God. For it's the power of God, of the salvation, God, to everyone that believes, God. And God, we love you. We thank you, God, for salvation and restoration. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We would like to thank Dr. Normia for that prayer of salvation on today. And I would like to just pray for those that are going infirmities in their bodies. You may have had support from your physician. You have that backache. And you may just going through within the lumbar area of the spine. We just want to pray, no matter where the infirmity or the sickness may be, we are born again believers. We believe the word of God, the word of God says we shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. We believe the word of God. Uncompromising word of God, and we're certainly loyal to the word of God. So today, we want you to know today that if you are having any type of sickness in your body, the word of God as by his stripes that you are healed, as I pray. And I want you to believe God that he is the healer. Dr. McCoy is not the healer. Dr. June Normia is not the healer. But we are instruments for God to use. We have availed ourselves for God to use us to pray for you and to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, even as we pray on today, we pray for those that have infirmity in the body. God, those that the doctors have given bad report. God, those that have leukemia, those that have cancer. Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that that cancer leave their very bodies. God, no matter where the cancer have located, no matter where the cancer have creeped in, Father, in the name of Jesus, no matter how it sneaked in, God, we pray even now, God, that that cancer leave from that body in the name of Jesus and will not stay there anymore, that will dry up, Father God, and that it will go away even now, God, even as we speak. We take authority over it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every infirmity, God, every infirmity of sickness, no matter whether it's the cancer, what God, whether it's, Father, in the name of Jesus, a headache, a backache, God, no matter whether or not, Father God, a problem with the spine, in the name of Jesus, narrowing of the spine, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray healing, Father God, that pain leave in the mighty name of Jesus. God, even in the lower part of the back, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray healing, God, to those that are going through in the lower part of their back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, even those that are having pains all down their legs, Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray healing for them. God, provide your stripes, God, that they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, your word said that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot until the word will fail. So, Lord, we send the word, Father God, to every man, every woman, every girl and a boy, God, every believer that believe in the word of God, that are standing and on the word of God. Even now, Father, we send the word of God, and God, we stand in faith, we stand in agreement, God, with the word of God even right now. And God, anything that we did not call out, God, today, Father God, you know the individual, God, you know, God, the city, you know the state, God, you know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, where they reside, Lord God, and we pray healing for them, God, even now. Father, those, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, it's in a, seems like a hopeless situation, God, that they're going through. God, those that even want to throw their hands up in the air and give up, Father God. God, we pray, Father God, that you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, will restore them. God, that you will give them peace. And God, that you will put joy on the inside. And God, that you will open up the windows of heaven for them. And God, that they'll know, Father God, that you are a miracle worker. Even God, when they don't see, God, things happening for them, God, I pray even now that you would touch them. And Father, even as you would touch the man of God, even as you touch Peter, God, in the name of Jesus, and called Peter after he had gone fishing, and God, he fished all night long. God, let you told us in the word, and God, he caught absolutely nothing. God, he was watching the net. God, you told God, Peter, God, you told him to launch out into the deep, and you told him, Father, in the name of Jesus, to cast that net, and God, he got so many fishes, God, that the boat began to sink. So, Lord, no matter what the problem, no matter what the situation is in their life, no matter what they're going through, even right now, God, let them stand on the word. And God, did you make provision, and you made something out of nothing that was absolutely nothing that they could do even after their fishing. God, I pray even now, God, that you would touch them, and God, that you, Lord God, let them know that you are God and God all by yourself. And Father, for this, we will glorify and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We want to thank you once again for listening to the Breakthrough broadcast on today. We would like to thank Dr. June Normill today, as always, and we thank you out radio audience for once again for tuning in to this broadcast. We would like to invite you to come back on this coming Saturday at the very same time, as you again can hear and study the word of God, because the word of God says faith come by hearing by the word of God. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out. This has been the Breakthrough broadcast. We said our love to you, and may God bless you. Bye-bye.